Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. I am Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Guys, hey, I'm back from vacation. I took about an extended 2 weeks off. I disconnected from the web. I took my own advice that I give you guys a lot of times, which is when you get tired of these news stories and they seem to be a little too crazy for you and you just kind of get fed up with all of it, the best thing to do is turn everything off and just walk away. And that's exactly what I did. Normally, I would tell you guys when I'm taking a vacation. It's just one thing I didn't know. And the story, this is from Politico. The story here, this goes back, I don't know how many days ago here, but it says 2020 has been miserable. Is extreme masculinity to blame? And there was another story about the bug going around, and maybe that's because of men, and the voting problems, and people that don't want to wear masks, and people that don't want to take the vaccine. All men's problems. It's everything that's bad is men. Now, and I know this comes from pink hair and blue haired journos most of the time, although this article is written by Peter Glick. But there's a point where I say, you know what? I don't want to weed through this anymore. I don't want to read any more of it. And so I'm just going to take a break. And that's what I did. So furthermore, thank you for those of you that have reached out to me. I got to go through my emails. I've got almost 2.5 weeks to go through and messages and things. I've been offline. I've just been disconnected. And so I'll be getting back into it. But I'm telling you, it is a healthy thing to do every once in a while, is to just disconnect from all the craziness and, you know, do something different, because the world is not as bad as it is online. Twitter is a dumpster fire. YouTube, in some cases, is a dumpster fire. All I did is took some time off, practiced growing my beard, did a little more insulation on the bus because some of the nights were getting to be 29, 30 degrees, and I got my little fireplace rolling over here, so I put a little more insulation in. Everything's toasty good. I've just got to do more with the curtains, and then I'll have a video for you guys. So tonight, I want to talk about this ridiculousness of kind of what I was just saying, blaming men for everything. Everything that goes wrong today, whether it's, glass ceiling, women can't get ahead, women are being held back. It's all men's fault, and primarily white men, because God forbid that you say something bad about, you know, all of anybody, because you might include some minorities in there. And so now we just have to blame. It's okay to blame men. It's not okay to blame women. It's okay to blame white men. It's not okay to blame all men, although they will say all men, because, hey, you know what? You're including minorities in there, and that's a no-no. So they're trying to break everybody up into these pockets of, well, you're this, so you must be that. Oh, you're bald, so you must think this way. You're this, you're that. They just break down. And what it's meant to do is make us all fight amongst ourselves. They say, well, look, if we can get men fighting against women and women fighting against men, and then we can get Latinos that don't like white men, and we can get this group, you pick the diversity, let's get them all fighting amongst themselves. In the meantime, the politicos, the journalists, the Hollywood know-it-alls are all sitting up on a hill having a good laugh, sipping their $300 cup of tea as they have their servants or their servant's the right word, as they have their car detailer and their maid going around their mansion. And they watch all of us fighting over crumbs while they're up on the high hill eating the cake. And so it's one of the things that I've been thinking about, you know, taking a little bit of time off, is one of the things that I think is important is that, look, I don't care if you are a woman that loves other women who is half Latina and half Asian, and you want to be best friends with a country boy, white yokel, I don't care if you want to be friends with a country boy from Alabama who married his cousin. I don't care. The thing that I think is important is that we can make fun of people, and we can break down kind of what's going in society, but we have to do it from a place of learning knowledge and gaining some information and being smart about it and educating ourselves as to what's going on in the world. It's got to be a lot less of just pointing fingers and having everybody hate on everybody, because that's exactly what these elitists in their ivory towers want us to do. I saw a cartoon at one point where a guy was sitting there with a pile of cookies, And the poor person had like a quarter of a cookie, and the middle American, the middle income person had three quarters of a cookie. And the rich guy was pointing to the poor person and said, you know what? Don't you think you should deserve more of his cookie? And in the meantime, he's leaning over saying, can you believe that these people that don't do anything are taking a quarter of your cookie? In the meantime, they're sitting there with their mountain of cookies. I think we need to keep an eye on the bigger prize, which is, as a society, as a whole, we're better off together if we work together. And don't get me wrong, I'm still going to acknowledge the bad things that are said about men and the bad things that happen to men and how bad, you know, dating and other things are like that. I'm still going to point that out. My channel's not changing as far as that goes. But I want to take the heat and point it in the direction that it should be, which is these politicos and these elitists and these journalists and all the people that, well, and the women that are listening to that and then acting upon that, because I think that's hurting all of us. So tonight I'm going to read this article from Michael Abrahams, Don't Blame Men for Everything. And this is what written in 2020, about 11 months ago. Oh, and while I think of it, quarter of a million. You guys, I came back from vacation. I see I have crossed a quarter of a million followers. It is unreal. It is hard to believe that last year in the first week of November, which is about just a pinch, a few weeks over a year ago, I was sitting at 300 followers. So in a year, I've gained a quarter of a million followers. I don't know how to take that. I just don't really think about it that often. But it's nice to know that I at least reach so many people, and so many of you agree with me, which is nice to know, again, that we all are in this together, that we're all not seeing something or facing anything in the wilds of the world alone. But it's also, I mean, it makes me happy that you guys give me your views and give me your love. I appreciate that very much. But it also makes me kind of sad that there are so many men that are in such a bad place that they have said, you know what, you are right. I don't think relationships are great, or I think there are problems in society, or I think the laws that are against men or that are unfair against men, or the child custody or the divorce. That means a lot of you guys are seeing the same thing. And that's not good, because that also means that there's a lot of men out there that are seeing and feeling the pain of these laws and these ramifications of that. So, you know, that's not exactly a good thing, but here we are. We're going to make the best of it. And so let's get on to the article. But thank you again for all of your support. If you haven't, please feel free to smash the like button. They say menstrual cramps, menopause, mental breakdowns. Ever notice that all women's problems begin with men? You've probably seen the quote above before on memes, cups, t-shirts, and other stuff. Women love quotes like that because many have been irritated or hurt by members of the opposite sex. Yes, men can be problematic. For instance, men are more likely to engage in aggressive or criminal behavior or abandon their families than are women. As a gynecologist, I have managed many severely traumatized women, and I empathize with them deeply. With them, the question is, however, what makes the men who have damaged them behave the way they do? Now, this is written by let's see, what is the gal's name that wrote this? Well, no, this is Michael Abrahams. There's another article I was reading that was by a woman. So, yes, you can say that men are the majority of the ones that commit aggressive crimes. Men are the majority of the ones that are that go on rampages and end up ending a lot of people by taking a hidden position up high and popping off with a gun. But the thing of it is that you still have to say how many men. What are the percentages of men? And it's the same thing when you say, hey, you know what? There's a lot of men that prey on younger kids, younger children. That is true. There are women that do it too, but they never seem to hit the headlines as much until they turn out to be a school teacher, and then they do. But the problem is, though, that you're taking such a small percentage of all men, and then you say, well, any man has the capacity to do this, so let's treat all men as if they could possibly be criminals. And this is a problem, because it's the same as looking at a woman that has done something bad or misbehaved and saying all women are like that. And that's why I don't say all women, or it's the bad actors are bad actors, and the people that are not bad actors are not bad actors. You can't lump them in together. This is where I get back to these groups. Grouping people together is a bad thing. You can't just say, well, you're this, so that means you're that. Doesn't work that way. That's how you get problems. He continues on. The uncomfortable truth is the solution to the problem. What? My bad, I jumped a little bit. It is easy to blame men for their follies, and many are indeed to be blamed, held accountable, reprimanded, or even punished. But to be fair, we must take an honest and dispassionate look at the causes for the unsavory behavior of these men and how they can be addressed. The uncomfortable truth is that the solution to the problem does not lie solely within men, and we must examine the roles women play in influencing their sons and their boys under their care. Fatherlessness affects our boys deeply. There are many men who walk away from their children and never look back. We hear this often. But he also adds, an action that can severely damage a child, but it is a fact that there are women who deny men access to their children. This is a story I've talked about many times where they'll say, well, look at the fatherlessness of these kids. And I can't believe men didn't man up and men aren't in these boys' lives and men left these children behind. I have read story after story after story where a woman says, my husband is good to the kids. He is a good man and he treats me well and he loves the kids and he's a wonderful father. However, Ray Ray or Jim Bob or Billy Joe or whoever down at the gym has been paying me a lot of attention and he's young and attractive and I realize I want to sow my oats and so I left my family. But I also want to keep a lot of income coming in, so I filed for alimony and I also filed for child support. And I've done studies on this as well, and I'm not going to talk about it. They're all in my older videos, where women have been encouraged by the attorney to say that the man has done something inappropriate or wrong or whatever, so that they get sole custody or the majority of the custody of the kids, so they can make more money off the man. I've talked about this. It is out there. So to then turn around and say to the guy whose wife may have stepped out of him to where something happened that it's not his fault, he did not initiate the divorce. 80% of women do that. He did not initiate the divorce. He didn't do the cheating. He didn't do anything wrong, but she decides she wants something else, so she leaves, and then she says he did something that he didn't do, so she gets the kids, and then he has to pay extra money, and then out of all of that, blame it on the guy for not being supportive and around for his kids. Do you understand how absolutely stupid that is and how frustrating that would be to any man? So at least I'll appreciate this. At least he brings this up in the article that this happens to a lot of guys and you can't turn around and point the finger back at the men. He continues on. In some cases, the men are so toxic that their progeny may be better off without them. Sure, there are bad guys out there. In other instances, however, I'll say this, in the majority of instances, however, the women are simply being vindictive. They want to hurt the men and use the children as pawns in their warped chess games. But it is the children who suffer most. To deny a child a relationship with their father, especially when you know the man will bond and love the child, is just plain cruel. And I don't want to keep stopping too often in the reading here, but there was another study I did that men wrestling and playing aggressively, not bad, but aggressive wrestling with the kids and play fighting and doing things both with their sons and their daughters helps children understand boundaries. In other words, if a child does something that is too much, well, a father may wrestle with him a little hard. And if the child says, ow, that hurt, the dad says, hey, well, you hurt me. And this is what it feels like to get something back. And kids learn this back and forth, this moderation. If I overstep my bounds, there's going to be some repercussion. Without learning this today, children do not have any pushback. And what happens as they become these entitled little crap kids, I don't want to say the word, these entitled little bits, and they go out and think that they rule the world and they know better than you and they understand how everything's supposed to go, and they become a problem for society. And then when they go to try to get a job, where, for example, normal older people, and I'll say older, but I mean normal people, and older people that are in management and whatnot are in charge of the hiring, and they meet these people and they say, you are an awful entitled person, and no, we're not going to hire you. All of a sudden, the younger person, can't understand why things, they're not getting their way and things aren't going their way. They're confused, they're upset, and they lash out at the world. Is it the kid's fault? Is it the person's fault? The young person's fault? In many cases, well, yes, ultimately. But in many cases, no, because they weren't taught properly the way to deal with negative information, negative attention, being turned down, being told no. They're like a spoiled kid. They say this also happens when men are given jackets, presented with children who are presented with children who they are led to believe are theirs but are not. Right, paternity fraud. This phenomenon is more common than we would like to believe and happens for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it is done to save face when a woman is in a relationship with a man but conceives for another. Sometimes it happens because a woman might feel more financially and emotionally secure with the man that she gives the, quote, jacket to. And there are other reasons. Usually it's she's locked to a guy. In other words, married, living with him. Something where they have given up their freedoms to be with a person, but she still wanders and she still has a little bit too much fun with the wrong guy, gets in the mommy way, but says, you know what, he's Mr. Player, he's not going to take care of the kid, he's Mr. Fun, he's Mr. A bad boy, but he's not Mr. Moneybags, he's not Mr. Responsibility, so I'm going to go back to Mr. Responsibility, Mr. Income, Mr. Be a Good Dad, and tell him it's his, so I still get the kids taken care of, but I get his, the bad boy, tall, dark, handsome, whatever, his DNA in the kids. It is nature. It is nature. I won't get into the studies that have talked about this, but again, older videos, it is in their DNA to try to get the best. A woman's interest is to get the best, most handsome, most incredibly strong, dashing, tall guy. Of course she wants to sleep with him. Of course she'd want his kids versus some weak, effeminate, lay down, easygoing guy. But she knows he won't have anything to do with her after the act. So she has to go over here to create the nest to make sure that the kids are raised well. This is also common in a lot of animals, actually, and I talked about this in another video as well. There's a lot of animals that will do this, to where they found that even species of birds that they thought were monogamous, it turns out the females, even though they were videoing and trying to document this stuff, they would test the DNA of the young chicks later on, and they'd find out that it wasn't the male birds that they thought the female was being monogamous with, and they didn't even catch it on camera. So even birds can fool people that are trying to investigate this stuff. But the birds would wander off, get DNA from another bird, but come back to the bird that's most responsible to help them raise it. It's in nature. Now, to say that it's in men's nature to also want to go out and spread seed as much and as often as they can, yes, it's also in their nature. And traditionally, women would say no because they didn't want one guy that has had 14 kids with all these other women, because she would be splitting a man's resources with 13 other women. And so her children would not have the best chance for success. However, if she can isolate that guy, she has the best chance at success of having the finances, the resources, the money, or going way back when the guy would go out and hunt and provide for one family versus 13. So women would say, no, you can't go be with those other 13 women. You have to be with me and me only, and support me and me only. And once you do that, then you can have access to these resources. But see, they don't do that anymore. They say, hey, you're good looking and you've bought me a couple of pina coladas and it's Friday night. Go ahead with your resources. Let's have a good time. The rules of the games have changed. He continues on. The fact is, however, that if a boy realizes his mother has denied him a relationship with his biological father, the anger and resentment toward her can be severe, and unfortunately is often directed at women he has intimate relationships with, not uncommonly resulting in emotional and even physical abuse. Scientific research has found that psychopaths can be born. The genetic makeup of some individuals dictates that no matter what environment they are raised in, they will demonstrate significant psychopathology, but our socialization and childhood experiences play a significant role in determining who we will be as adults. Right, so all of these young men today that are taking the side and saying, you know what, yeah, girl power and men are bad, and I mean, you're shooting yourself in the foot when you're saying, yes, we men are bad, but you women are good, because number one, a woman is smart enough to know that you are putting down yourself basically at that point, and that you're weak-minded and you're worthless. They know this. No woman wants to be with a guy that says, oh, we're awful. Girl, we're just awful. That's the only way I can see it. We're awful. Men are awful. But you women are so strong and so powerful and so wonderful, and we'll do anything to support you, and you're great. Well, you're putting yourself down, and a woman knows that. And now, will she perhaps pity sleep with you or give you pity intimacy or pity bedroom fun? Yes, she might. But that's just to feed you and make sure that you're a good little pup and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, nipping at her heels and following and making sure her dreams are done while you're subservient to her. A good man will not do that. And what's happening is that young men today that are being raised by these moms that are all yay girl power are falling into where they have no self-confidence, they have no self-worth, no self-esteem. And so the only way they know to try to get in good graces with women is to be this puppy dog at their heels. But the problem is there's deep resentment and there's deep anger from that. And this may get lashed out at them at a different time. And this is, I could do a whole nother video on this stuff, but I'll do something at some point and wrap around. They say childhood trauma contributes to our dysfunctions in adulthood. And it is an unfortunate fact that there are many men walking around who have been severely traumatized by their mothers and other female caregivers and bear the scars, which can run very deep. Even like school teachers now are 90% female. So these men are raised by women. They go to school with women that are teaching that women can only do good and men do bad. And by the time they get out into the real world, they're messed up. The choices we make, they say, a good mom can mold a beautiful young man, but a cold and cruel mother can create a monster. When women make poor choices in the men they choose to father their children, the children often become collateral damage. When these men walk away, the paternal neglect hurts the children. When the men stick around but abuse them, the kids suffer from the trauma. And when the men abuse the women and expose the children to dysfunctional behavior, the toll on the offspring can be devastating. It's not uncommon for women in these situations to take out their anger and frustration on their children, hitting them excessively, emotionally hurting them, and neglecting or even abandoning them. And yes, and the same thing can be said, it doesn't have to necessarily be a bad man that does this to the kids. It could be a good guy that gets treated poorly by a bad woman. He decides he needs to leave the situation. She lies or manipulates the court system so he loses the kids. And then the kids are stuck at home with bad mom. And the guy doesn't have any say in that. In many cases, again, guys go to court for this stuff and try to get it corrected. And a woman's lie will go further than the man's truth. We know this to be true. They say it's not uncommon for women in these situations to take out of their... I read that part already. Sometimes their boys are told by their mothers that they are worthless, like their fathers, or will amount to nothing. When a boy's mother rejects or is cruel to him, the women he encounters are often punished by the mother's transgressions. On the other hand, some mothers dote on their sons and raise them with a sense of entitlement. We see this a lot now today too, which also sets up the future girlfriends and wives for grief. Some women are proud of the promiscuity of their sons, while some enable misogynistic and patriarchal behavior. I recall a woman telling me once that when her mother-in-law visited her house and saw her husband washing dishes, she reprimanded him and told him that men are not supposed to do those things. This is not victim blaming, but rather a harsh reality. Yes, many of us men need to look into ourselves and do better. There is enormous room for improvement. However, women also need to introspect. If we wish to improve the quality of our men, work has to be done by both. We are all accountable. Now, this touched on some of the topics that I've talked about before on this channel, but it didn't really get in, and I didn't read the whole thing before I just read it out to you guys. I read maybe the first half. But one of the things that I think is important that society is not understanding is that men, for the right woman, back when men were still treated relatively well in a relationship, men for a good woman, I was one of them. I treated many of my exes very well. Too well. So well, they considered me a nice guy and left. But when you treat them well, we would do anything for them. And going back a decade or so, if you'd asked me, hey, if you were really in love and you had a wife and a home and you were taken care of, what would you do for the family? I'd say, I'd do anything. I'd make sure the bread was on the table. If she had a problem, I'd try to help her with it. I'd make sure things were handled. That's a man's job. And I'd like to think that's the way we still can be today. But nowadays, the way that everybody has become narcissistic and self-centered and me first, if you live like that, being willing to take care of others and not yourself first, you will get run over. And then when she's run you over and has moved on with her future, and you're laying there crumpled up like a puddled mass in the center of the road, broken bones, fingers sticking out in all weird angles, and you've been mangled up, you're very going to quickly learn, hey, I got to look out for myself first. This is the way society is now going. Government is saying we'll take care of women. Government is saying men bad. Government is saying that we are going to become big and solve all the problems of the world, and men, we don't need you. Now, at that point, you say, well, I'm still going to stand up, and I'm still going to protect women, and I don't care. I'll take the hit. Yep, you're going to take the hit, all right. And you're going to be miserable for it. Now, when I say take care of yourselves first, I don't mean at the cost of all others, because that's being selfish and just as bad as everybody else. I mean provide for yourself first. Make sure that you're happy first. Make sure that you're taking care of your needs and your life, and that you're on your path, period. Now, once your path, if you're going from A to B, and B being the finish line where you fall over into the grave at 111 years old, right? If that's A to B, if you meet somebody along that path that wants to follow along and go along with you, and you seem to like her and she likes you, hey, great, go for it. As long as don't get married, no kids, no cohabitation, because all of those three things lock her to you. And what happens when she gets locked to you? She now has control of your life. How so? She's living with you, and she can call the police, say, hey, he did this, even though you didn't. And you're getting some shiny bracelets to wear, and you go off in the back seat of a car. You have kids. She can lie to the court. You get married. She can lie to the court. You cannot give women any control over your life. And you know what? Hey, it's painful and it's sad to say, but you know something? This is the one way that you can guarantee that you're going to be okay in these times is you take care of yourself first. And the other thing that's really great about this is that if you're going from A to B and you're locked into this and you say, this is my life, if no one else comes along your way and no one's there to date you, no one wants to be a part of your life, no one wants to live in a 10 meter by 3 meter, or for you, for us Americans, a 30 foot by 9 foot wide bus. If no one wants to do that with me, no problem. I don't have to make any changes. I don't have to lose any of my dreams. I don't have to accommodate anyone that doesn't want to live my way. And I'm still going to go from A to B, and I'm going to be happy. But if I do happen to meet somebody that says, hey, you know what, I like this B, and I'm the type of person that wants to be in a relationship, and I'm the type of person, I say, hey, you know what, come along, we can go in the same direction for a little while, and then when I get tired of you tagging along, or you get tired of the direction I'm going with, and she doesn't want to be a part of that anymore, she goes her separate way. That's the new world order now. That's the new way these relationships are going to work. And I've had plenty of women messaging me saying, you know, I've got a boyfriend and I love him, but he listens to content like yours. I'm a good woman and I'm a good cook and I'm loving and I'm caring and I do anything for him and I'm supportive and I'm this and I'm, how can I get him to marry me? And I tell her the same thing that I always say, don't. And if he were to ask me, I'd tell him not to marry you either, even though you are a great woman. The reason being is because great women can become ungreat women. And you know what? Great guys can become ungreat guys too. The problem is that when a great guy gets with a great girl and either one of them changes, if you're married to them, if you have kids with them, if anything goes wrong, the woman wins in all cases. So of course, even if he turns out to be a bad guy and the woman says, that's it, I'm leaving. She gets the kids, she gets half of everything. The court sides with her, she's the hero. Where the guy's the bad guy. Now reverse that. Now she's the awful person and he's the great person and she decides to leave. She gets the kids, she gets half the stuff, and society says she's the great one. Men lose in both cases, whether it was the man that was bad or the good guy. Men lose in both cases. So we've got to stop blaming men. We've got to stop blaming men for all these problems, for all these issues in the world, because all you're going to do is create two types of men. Really, I mean, that's really what it boils down to. And there's lots of gray in between. But you're going to create men that will acquiesce and say, you're right, women great, men bad. And they're going to be weak-spirited, weak men that won't stand up for themselves and get pushed over by every woman. And women are going to resent those men and hate those men because those are weak men. And then you're going to create men that are the opposite, which are extremely strong, career-minded, focused, driven, good, intelligent men that are going to go off and be successful in the world. Normally, you'd say that's a good thing. But then the last part of that is, and those men will want to have nothing to do with women long-term or families or marriage. So really, in this case, the guys that are doing the right thing and throw off all this men bad stuff and don't listen to you blaming us, because we'll just say you're full of crap, those men win in all cases because they follow their path and they don't get locked in with a woman. The guys that say, yeah, women are right and men are bad and go girl power and I'm on your side, those men lose completely because, number one, they've given up on their dreams. Number two, they're giving in to the side that is against their own really best interests. They're listening to women that really don't like men. And number three, they're going to have deep resentment and they're not going to be appreciated by anybody. And so they lose on all counts. So until society stops blaming men for every damn problem there is out there, and until they start realizing that all they're doing is chasing off the best men and they're going to be left behind is crappy men, they're going to have to learn a hard lesson. And I think they're learning it more and more because there's more channels like mine that are reaching higher sub counts and higher views, and guys are coming around a little bit and saying, you know what, I think he's got something because nothing's turned out for me right in the dating world and I don't like the way society's going, so maybe I'll just start to do things for myself. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my other videos. A lot of my older videos, I cover a lot of this information. And all of them are like the oldest ones are maybe a year old. So, you're not really missing out on anything that's untimely. In none of them do I talk about anything that has to do with Jimmy Carter's era or Ronald Reagan's era, because that's even before my day. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Remember, okay, society's going to crap on men. And when you had too much of it, when you've heard enough, just reach forward, hit the power button, turn it all off. Once the internet's gone, it's all gone. You can live a normal life. But once you have locked in your path, once you stop listening to this stuff, once you clear your head and get a good mindset about where you want to go, you'll find that not only does it not bother you as much, but you'll find that you're actually going to be happier in the long run.